way. So far we have this much. The world was made for man to conquer and rule, and under human rule it was meant to become a paradise. This clearly has to be followed by a but. It's always been followed by a but, because the takers have always seen that the world was far short of paradise. True, let's see. How's this? The world was made for man to conquer and rule, but people screwed it up. Yeah, the way it's seen is people were bound to screw it up, and being human, they were bound to screw it up. But why, being human, were they bound to screw it up? Ishmael asked. It's because there's something fundamentally wrong with humans, something that makes them stupid and destructive and greedy and short-sighted. Of course, everyone in your culture knows this, but how did the takers come to this conclusion, the conclusion that there's something fundamentally wrong with humans? What evidence were they looking at? Well, I'd say they were looking at the evidence of human history. What human history? Were they looking at Homo habilis and Homo erectus and Homo sapiens? No. You know they weren't. They had no idea that human life extended back that far. So whose history were they looking at when they concluded that man is flawed? They were looking at their own history. Exactly. They were looking at a half of 1% of the evidence taken from a single culture. Not a reasonable sample on which to base such a sweeping conclusion. No. There's nothing fundamentally wrong with people. Given a story to enact that puts them in accord with the world, they will live in accord with the world. But given a story to enact that puts them at odds with the world, as yours does, they will live at odds with the world. And given a story to enact in which the world is a foe to be conquered, they will conquer it like a foe. And one day, inevitably, their foe will lie bleeding to death at their feet, as the world is now. One major element of the story remains to be formulated before we go on, Ishmael continued. A striking feature of taker culture is its passionate and unwavering dependence on prophets. The influence of people like Moses, Gautama Buddha, Confucius, Jesus, and Mohammed in taker history is simply enormous. What makes them so important? It's a good question, but I don't know the answer. All right, try this. What were the prophets trying to accomplish here? What were they here to do? Well, I'd say they were here to straighten us out and tell us how we ought to live. Vital information worth dying for, evidently. Evidently. But why? Why do you need prophets to tell you how you ought to live? Why do you need anyone to tell you that? We need prophets because otherwise we wouldn't know. Why is that? Why wouldn't you know? Well, I'd say it's because... Look at abortion. We can argue about it forever, but there's never going to be an argument powerful enough to end the argument, so it's impossible to know what to do. That's why we need the prophet. The prophet knows. I agree, but the question remains, why don't you know? I think the question remains because I can't answer it. You know how to split atoms and how to send explorers to the moon, but you don't know how people ought to live. Why is that? What does Mother Culture have to say about it? Ah, I said, and after a minute or two, Mother Culture says it's possible to have certain knowledge about things like atoms and space travel, but there's no such knowledge about how people should live. It's just not available. And having listened to Mother Culture, what do you say? In this case, I have to agree. Certain knowledge about how to live is just not out there. The only way to settle anything is by taking a vote, which can change any time. Today the votes say abortion is okay. Tomorrow they may say it's a crime. You're quite sure about all this. There is no way to obtain any certain knowledge about how people ought to live. Absolutely sure. Ishmael nodded. Tomorrow I'll challenge this certainty of yours. Meanwhile, your culture's explanation of how things came to be this way is complete. The world was given to man to turn into a paradise, but he's always screwed it up because he's flawed. He doesn't know how to live and never will, because that knowledge is unobtainable. So however hard he labors to save the world, he's just going to go on screwing it up. That's right. It's a sorry story you have there, a story of hopelessness and futility. A story in which there is literally nothing to be done. Here you are, rushing headlong toward catastrophe, and all you can do is watch it come. Yes, that's the way it seems. With only this wretched story to enact, it's no wonder you spend your lives stoned on booze or drugs or television. It's no wonder so many of you go mad or become suicidal. True, but what other story is there to be in? There is another story to be in, but the Takers are doing their level best to destroy that, along with everything else. Yesterday, Ishmael said when we began the next morning, you told me that there is no way for people to study the universe so as to learn how to live. That's right. A century ago, the would-be aeronauts of the world were in much the same condition with regard to learning how to fly. It was far from certain that this knowledge existed at all. Some said it wasn't out there to be found, so it was useless to look for it. Do you see the similarity? At that point in time, there wasn't a single piece of knowledge about flying that was certain. All they could do was proceed by trial and error. What would have enabled them to proceed in a more efficient way? Well, as you say, obviously, some knowledge. But what knowledge in particular? Lord, they needed to know how to produce lift. They needed to know that air flowing over an airfoil... What are you trying to describe? I'm trying to describe what happens when air flows over an airfoil. You mean what always happens. What's that called? A statement that describes what always happens when certain conditions are met.